This show is sponsored by ODYS Global. Make sure that you do sign up and get a free $100 bonus by checking out ODYS Global's Age Domains or Done For You affiliate websites. Hi guys, and welcome to today's podcast, where I'm joined by Lazar. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his surname, from Sellers Alley. Welcome, Lazar. It is a pleasure to finally get you on. We had your other half, Yana, on a few weeks back, and now we're here to pick your brains. Obviously, Yana shared a lot of good information and some massive insights to what she actually does, because I had no clue what the hell Yana done. Like, I knew she'd done something with Amazon, but I'm just like...
Yeah, whatever. She's...
But yeah, she's doing good stuff and doing very well. But I want to see who's the best out of both of you guys, because I know you're both competitive. So we need more from you, Lazar. No pressure.
Thank you for inviting me. So basically, the thing is, like, Yana and me, we don't work together, like, at all, because, like, she has her own business, I have my own business, and, like, even though, like, we're both successful with businesses, like, they're working pretty well and all of that, but, like, we have, like, different approaches, and, like, I feel like that if we worked together, it wouldn't be the best, and she agrees when it comes to that. So, like, we can just talk about, like, ideas and all of that, and we work on a different stuff. Like, she has Amazon Listing Translation Agency and, like, optimization and, like, how to expand to Europe or, like, anywhere in the world if you're an e-commerce seller. And we're more like advertising agents. Like, at least we started like an Amazon advertising agency. We became partners with Amazon. After that, we became partners with Google, expanded to Google. Like, there are a bunch of agencies that are like partners with Google, so it's not like such an insanely big deal. But like, what's pretty interesting is, like, we started working like 2 years ago with TikTok, and we are partners with them, and we're pretty massive when it comes to ad spend and the amount of advertising that we're doing on TikTok platform. And like, because of that, we have an option to test all of the new campaign types before they're publicly released. So usually, like, 5-6 months before they're public, we have, like, new options, new campaign types. And, like, one of them, like, we tested coupon ads and shopping ads, like, last year. And this year, we're testing keyword targeting. That's something that people are asking a lot about these days, because, like, TikTok is, like... Just like, tell me when to stop, because I can talk a lot, especially about TikTok and advertising.
So we want to talk about TikTok. I think that's one of the main reasons that I want you here. Obviously, we met in Dubai where you were talking about TikTok, and you were the only person talking about TikTok. I've never really seen a person talk about TikTok ads elsewhere. There probably is, but I've never come across them. So I'm excited to hear, because obviously we know that TikTok, I think it was announced recently, that TikTok actually has more traffic than Google, happened maybe a few months ago. I'm pretty sure I read that. And I've been a big TikTok user for fun since obviously COVID hit, you know, just before COVID actually. And I always try to leverage new platforms, but obviously they've got their ads and all that kind of stuff. Now, I've never done an ad on TikTok. And people are saying to me, Craig, you've got a lot of followers on TikTok. How are you monetizing it? What's the benefit? And I'm like, I'm not. So this is where I think a lot of people are at. You know, we're all on there. You do stupid dances and people laugh their heads off at us. But ads, you know, they've got a lot of data. They've got a lot of people's interest and all that kind of stuff. But let's talk about the ads in general. you know, TikTok, a platform where there's lots of traffic. The last time I looked at ads, the targeting wasn't great, but how targeted can we be with ads now on TikTok? Because I've not looked for like a year. When TikTok ads first came out, I looked about to see what it was like, but what is the targeting like now?
It's changing a lot, and it's changed a lot since the last year. So Yeah, when it comes to TikTok, like I would always think about sending traffic towards your website or like wherever through three different ways. First one is to use organic. The second one is to use ads. And third one, UGC or user generated content. So interesting thing is that the algorithm is not really recognizing a connection between organic and paid and UGC. So like, do you really need to have organic to be successful and run the ads on TikTok? No, you don't really need to have it. But like, should you have it? Yeah, definitely you should, because somebody's going to click and go to the to your profile and check if you're a legit business or what, like whatever you're doing. So because of that, you need to have it. And platform is like way more engaging than any other platforms. Like 85% of users are not using any other screen turned on while they're on the platform. And as you mentioned, like it surpassed Google with the amount of traffic. So for me, that was like insane. So yeah, and like when it comes to targeting, like to return to the main question, like when it comes to targeting, there are like so many options how to do targeting, like depending on the campaign types. Like as I first said, like we're currently testing like keyword targeting campaigns, but that's like something that is like down the road to be released by TikTok. So like that's going to be one of the targeting options in the future. Currently CPM based targeting, like how do they generate money. But like when it comes to targeting, you can use around 20 different filters. So you can target by gender, by age, by cell phone type, by like bunch of different stuff. Like you can really deep dive into it and like narrow down the audience. But like the problem is like what we usually see with our clients is that like they usually really know who their audience is, you know, and like they try to replicate that targeting on TikTok. So that's the problem with like, because algorithm doesn't really understand that part. It's insanely good when it comes to making the app addictive, you know, and like showing you the next interesting video. And like when you mention dances, like that's because you like a lot of dances, you know, and like that's the reason. But like one of the, like TikTok is pretty big on tutorials as well. So basically when it comes to targeting, as I said, like there are 20 different ways how to target people. You can use your audience. If you have an email list, you can easily upload it to TikTok. You need to have at least 1,000 users in that email list, so it would work just like on any other platform, more or less. You can create lookalike audiences, and they're going to work pretty good. Lookalike of lookalikes are not going to work like at all.
Yeah,
they're terrible. Don't go in that direction. But yeah, like remarketing is pretty big on TikTok. It works pretty good as well. So. Yeah, using those targets. And like the other thing is like one of the campaign types is Spark ads. So Spark ads are going towards creators on TikTok, you know. So, well, you mentioned that you want to like how to monetize your presence on TikTok. So basically, TikTok created one separate platform outside of TikTok called creatormarketplace.tiktok.com. And on that platform, you log in and you can create basically campaigns that look literally the same as Upwork campaigns. And they're completely free. You write down like what kind of stuff do you want from creator to be done and like what are you giving in return. And when you become creator, you can get the information on the other end, like that somebody is looking for that kind of creator. Like you as a advertiser can filter out creators in different ways and on the platform, and like filter down to different niche, to the amount of followers, average engagement rate, or like whatever. Like there are also around 20 different ways how to filter creators in this case. And like creators then come to you, and like it's kind of different approach comparing to, let's say, Facebook or Instagram, because on Facebook or Instagram, influencers are way more expensive. So sorry for like telling you this, but you're not going to make that much amount of money on TikTok this way. But there are like definitely other ways. Like if you have like massive following, you can always ask for like affiliate fee, or like combine affiliate fee with certain products or with like cash. Like those are all the options that you can use. And like usually what big brands do, they go to creator marketplace, and like in a like period of like 2 or 3 months, they try to generate a group of like 50 or 100 influencers, and they would create videos for them, like a video a month, let's say, because like you definitely know that you need to have like bunch of videos on TikTok so you can be successful, especially on advertising. You need to have like 2 or 3 new videos every week. It's a bit less compared to organic, but still it's a lot. But people, on the other hand, think that you need to have like Hollywood style videos and that kind of stuff, which is not really a case. They're not working that good. Like your videos are awesome. Like I love your channel. So that kind of videos work insanely good. But it also depends. Like one of, like I'm just jumping from one topic to another. So like as I said, stop it whenever you wish. So what people usually do, like where they make mistake, is like when they go to creator marketplace and they want to reach out to influencers, they tell them what to do. So they have like full brief, like I want this and that and all of that, and they expect them to create that kind of videos. Obviously some of them are going to create those videos, and like out of like 100% of like what we, which videos are working, like these are working like 20% of the times. Like 80% of the time, videos work when you let the influencer work in a manner that his audience is used to. So basically, if I'm doing Excel tutorials and you want me to sell, I don't know, coffee for you, and you tell me to jump around, my audience is not used to jumping around, you know? Like they want me to talk about Excel. I can... Yeah. Like keep my computer on the desk and like have like a cup of coffee and talk about coffee for a second or a minute or like how that doesn't matter how much, because like that's what my audience is used to. But like the moment you change it, it's not gonna work, you know.
Yeah. Nah, that sucks. But what are the talk about the costs? So obviously people are used to Google ads, Facebook ads, and all that kind of stuff. What are the costs like in TikTok? Are they, because it's in your platform, less, or are they the equivalent of using these other platforms?
So basically, it's usually like 10 to 20% cheaper than on Facebook. So that's like average what you can expect. But like our experience tells us like that you need to spend money on TikTok. So if you want to sell one product, for that product, you will need to invest around at least like $5,000 a month to see that it's working. Obviously, you can spend less and you are going to get the chance to get some results. But like with $5,000 plus, you're going to have enough traction and algorithm will pass the learning phase, which lasts for 50 conversions. And after that, it's going to work way better. Like our experience tells us like that those that are spending more money are making way better results, like insanely, but like it's like uncomparable. We have a bunch of situations where people were spending like $15,000 a month and ended up spending like $500,000 a month just like on advertising, like, and like on like some crazy stuff like that you wouldn't expect that they are going to work.
But it makes sense. Like, why wouldn't TikTok reward those who are spending more money? Or, you know, it makes perfect sense for me for that to be the case. You've got to reward those who are filling your bank account with money. So it's all good. But would you advise, so what type of businesses would advertise in TikTok typically? Would you be able to do this on a local level? Does it have to be e-com type stuff, or can like a local plumber do this and get results from it?
Most definitely. So maybe I should tell you more about like the people on TikTok, because everybody thinks that TikTok is teenage platform with just kids jumping around. It was, don't get me wrong, but it changed over time. So today Like from the age of 18 to 25, it's around 27% of users. From the age of 26 to 35, it's another 25-ish%. So it's like 50-55% in the age bracket between 18 and 35. And like 5% plus are older than 50. So like there are older people on TikTok now as well. So that's the funny part. Like at the beginning, it worked pretty well with cosmetics, with self-improvement stuff, with anything house-related, household-related, and that kind of stuff. But like over time, it expanded in all directions. It's more about the creatives and about the landing pages. Like there's like funnel is so important on TikTok. So like there's so many like smart ways how you can like increase your business through those funnels, like going from TikTok. So like we had situations like these ones are working pretty good for us at this point. Like you have like really interesting video and it's recorded with your cell phone. You don't need to have like Hollywood style video or anything, and it sends you to a landing page. Like depending on what you're selling, like first part is like about the selling the product, and you can pick different flavors or different sizes or colors or whatever. And like in the second part is like, do you want to become our influencer? You know, and like you're building your audience, your landing page as well. So like you're building a base, and like more people you have, the more videos you're gonna end up with. So like you can easily end up with like having like millions of views on different videos from your end, and then you can boost them through Spark ads. And like the difference is like when you create a video on your own, you can use a link that in your description or in comments about like the landing page. But like if you use Spark ads, you have an option to add a button, so call to action button that sends you to certain like page or wherever.
Interesting. So you mentioned Spark ads there. What does that actually mean for the people out there who maybe don't know what that is? What the hell is Spark ads?
So basically Spark ads are like ads that you use to boost someone else's videos. So there are different campaign types on TikTok, and these ones are only for boosting it, like influencer videos. Obviously you can do it for anybody else, but like there is no point in doing it. So yeah. And like they're pretty straightforward. You can like choose different targeting and like to send traffic to different directions. And like one of the reasons why influencers are not charging that much on TikTok comparing to other platforms is because of those Spark ads. Because like if I started creating Spark ads for your videos, like I'm gonna get the traffic and like I'm gonna get the sales, but also you're gonna get the followers. Yeah. Like when you're going to become more popular. So it's like a win-win, like it's a triple win situation. You, me, and TikTok, because they're making money as well. So
That's interesting. So people, there'll probably be influencers out there, I would imagine, who are like, fuck it, dude. If you want to advertise my videos and build my following, I'll do your video for fuck all, really. If you're putting the ad spend behind it, you know, if you're wanting to grow, win-win. For everyone.
Exactly. If you can bring me some sales like that can cover the expenses and like be profitable, I'm pretty sure that you would be absolutely fine if I invested like $20,000 in your video, like more than to give you like $1,000, you know.
I would take that certainly if I was trying to go through the growth stage. But out of curiosity, just talking about the TikTok algorithm as such, do these ads and getting more followers help with the organic side of TikTok as well? Because I make the assumption that engagement helps on most platforms. You know, if you've got a post that's engaged, obviously it gets shown organically to a wider audience. Is that the same with TikTok or not? Are they completely separate?
Like algorithm is not connecting organic and advertising at all. Mm-hmm. So like if you like boost a lot of videos and like create a lot of ads on TikTok, it's not going to increase your organic part at all. So that's the thing that really sucks, if you ask me. Like, it would work way better if it, like, increase your organic. Mm-hmm. On the other end, like, because they're keeping it more separated, like, I think, like, that way they're giving a chance to, like, smaller creators.
Yeah.
That are just starting at this point. So, like, you, like, whoever creates a video and, like, uploads to TikTok, like, I uploaded, like, a couple of videos and I have, like, 1,000 views and I have, like, 40 followers. Like it's insane reach, you know? So, yeah. Like, way bigger than, like, on Instagram. Like, if I posted on Instagram, like, I would have, like, 10 views, you know?
That's insane. Like, I've done a stupid dance once on TikTok and it got 3 million views. And I'm just like, fuck. So sometimes you can hit something and it just explodes, which is bizarre. I've only ever had about 2 or 3 of those videos that really have exploded organically on there. But going back to the type of content we put out, I've got a friend or a guy that's in my private mastermind, and he's going through coaching, and he wants to do more tutorial-based stuff on TikTok. He wants to leverage the platform for that. So would you say, for a beginner looking at TikTok, you have to do some organic tutorial videos, build a bit of an audience, and then do ads? Or can you just come in brand new and just hit the ads straight away?
I would definitely recommend to have organic videos as well. Like, as I mentioned previously, like, there are a bunch of, like, Excel tutorials. Like, I would recommend your friend to check those videos. Like, what's mm-hmm. important in those videos is to check first 5 seconds, because those first 5 seconds are the most important 5 seconds in the video. And, like, those videos shouldn't last, like, for, like, 5 minutes or so. Like, on TikTok, you can post for 3 minutes, and, like, some people have an option now to record up to 10 minutes and upload up to 10 minutes. And, like, when it comes to advertising, like, our experience tells us that, like, 35 seconds works the best. Like, first 5 seconds are the most important, just to catch the attention, and you have another 25 to 30 seconds to give a message there. But it's important to know that it's not a TV commercial. So, like, don't do, like, TV kind of stuff. You need to have, like, something that would, like, resemble, like, to your audience, like, that they would understand, like, why are you doing that stuff? And, like, there is no need to be, like, super salesy about that. So, yeah, like, it's one of the options. And, like, our experience tells us, like, that some of the influencers that are massive, like, start working with brands in a different manner. Like, they're taking equity in companies, or mm-hmm. or, like, that company is building, like, a separate branch. Like, it used to happen, like, last year a couple of times, to see, like, some girls on TikTok that are really famous to get, like, massive equity in the company, like, I don't know, 40-ish%. And, like, they would present that brand as their own, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's smart move on their part. If you've got the following and you're bringing the traffic, it's worth a lot of money. But I think, you know, it's obviously important to reiterate that 35 seconds thing. But when it comes to ads, you know, certainly for me, the more creative you are organically on TikTok, the more chance you get of organically blown up. So you've got to think outside the box, do something different. Would you still agree that that's the same with ads as well? Use your personality, be creative with it. Don't just be, hey man, buy my fucking bottle of water here, you know, really boring. No one wants to see that, right? So is that still the same with ads? Just do something crazy.
Absolutely. We have one situation. Like, I'm trying to give as many examples as possible. So we worked with one mattress company. Like, they have money to build, like, Hollywood style video, like, to blow your mind away, like, to be like Batman, you know. But like, what they did, they took one of the employees and, like, told him, like, can you record something? And, like, the guy created, like, a bunch of videos that are, like, so good. Like, he went to his house and, like, added, like, bunch of, like, New Year's lamps and that kind of stuff in his room and created, like, a party place. And he was just jumping on the mattress. And that's it. He wasn't even selling. Like, but the thing is, like, because, like, he kept, like, different stuff on the bed, you know? And, like, like I'm not really sure that he even understood that, like what he did, like by placing different stuff on the mattress that didn't move while he was jumping. People were like, oh, this is a quality mattress, I need to buy it, you know. And like, you don't really need to be like super pushy when it comes to TikTok. And we tested like a bunch of different videos, like what's working better. So we worked with influencers that, like, in one case we had like we were trying to sell like supplements for like improvement, like whatever. And in one end we had like really good looking lady in the gym that was like doing her stuff, and like on the other end we had like a mother with her family and like taking the pills and supplements like to improve the health and everything. The funny part is mom worked better because people are looking more like that lady, you know, rather than like some skinny girl in the gym. Like I know, like, because we have like Amazon like agency, like there are a bunch of people that are using like different photos on Amazon. And like, you know, like usually pictures with like people that have like darker teeth or like had some changes on teeth work better, because that's something that happens to real people, to have a broken tooth or whatever. Like nobody's like stock photo, you know. Like I would rather buy it from somebody that looks like me, you know, rather than like a like some model upon or whatever.
Yeah. So keeping it real is important. What about the organic side of TikTok? Is that something you play around with or can advise us on, organic growth in TikTok? Do you? Because I know you're saying you go to TikTok and you get insights to the advertising side of things, but organically, do you play around or can you do a lot of things with that at all?
Not really, to be honest. And like, we're not really building the creatives in the agency as well. Like, we're not doing any of that. Like, we can connect you with some other agencies that are doing it, or we can help you with UGC to get videos or so. But like, when it comes to organic part, like our company TikTok is more like about like daily routines in the office. So somebody's recording some funny situations, or like we're recording Food Fridays, or like when we're competing in darts or like whatever, you know. Like, we're not like trying to sell our service on TikTok that way. Like, on the other end, like, it's important for people to also know that there are some humans really working in that office. Like, when you send your child, your business to some agency, you want to like know that there are like live humans working there, and like you would say like, this is the guy that is managing my ad or like whatever.
Interesting. But moving away from TikTok in general, obviously you played around or as a service, not played around, but done Amazon ads, you've done Google ads, I'm sure you've done Facebook ads and all the other kind of stuff. Would you still agree, you know, for any business out there coming into the paid ad space, if you could only pick one, what platform would you go down the route of? Now, if you've got budget for one, would it be TikTok? Would it be Google Ads? Or are you going to say, nah, split the budget up across multiple platforms?
Like, I would always try to build a business plan and go into different platforms and everything, but like, unwritten rule for all the businesses is like that most of the times Google search is working the best. You know, like Google search ads are probably the ones that you always want to have. Like, whatever you have, like all the other stuff, like obviously if Google is allowing to sell your product, so, and advertise your product, like always try to have Google search, because it's still like, even though TikTok surpassed it and became like number one when it comes to the amount of visits, Google is still the place where people go. You know, Amazon is pretty cool. On the other end, it's becoming more and more a place in the States, especially where people search and do research of products rather than Google. but yeah. you need to be Amazon seller, you know. So if you're not selling on Amazon, like obviously Amazon ads are not going to work for you. Facebook is going downhill most of the times now, especially after iOS update last mm-hmm. year in, I don't know, April, May, when I cannot remember what happened. But like what they wanted to accomplish with that update, I'm pretty sure that you talked about that one a lot in the past. But like, you know, like whenever you install the app, you have an option, like, do you want to allow the app to track, to track you? And like, people expected that 40% are going to say yes, but it didn't go in that direction. It ended up with just a couple of percent. And like a lot of businesses that were like working mostly on Facebook and using mostly Facebook ads went downhill. That's why I would always like keep my eggs in different baskets, you know, like to try to have like different streams. But like, because like one update can like mess up with you a lot. And like in this case, Facebook wasn't really the one that made the decision. It was Apple. But like Apple users are the more impulsive buyers in the States. And that's one of the main reasons why it's affecting Amazon sellers in one end. And like on the other hand, like it's a huge difference. Like when you have Apple affecting Facebook on one end, or in the other one, when Amazon all of a sudden decides that search find buy is against terms of service, you know, and like Amazon sellers are going down because of the stuff that is affected by the platform itself. Yeah. So
that's interesting to see. I was just curious because, as you rightly say, TikTok has a lot of traffic, but who says that traffic actually converts the best, you know? And having never done it, I was just curious to see which one you would suggest as someone who operates on all those platforms. And it's I'm not going to say it's good to hear that Google is still probably the best place to go, but it's probably the answer I would imagine. But I think obviously with TikTok growing the way it's grown, and obviously the stuff changing all the time, it might turn around and TikTok ads may be the number one place to go. But typically, you mentioned that people, you would recommend spend $5K a month on TikTok ad. You reckon that's a budget you've got to try. Now, with anything, if someone spends $5K a month, are they likely to see a return on investment in the first month or two? Or is that still going through the learning phase and collecting data and all that stuff? Is that still the case on TikTok?
It's going to take some time, you know, like you cannot expect on month one that it's going to be like, you're not going to become a billionaire because you invested like $5,000 on the first month. You need to continue investing for like 2 or 3 months to get solid results. And like one of the interesting stuff that I didn't mention, TikTok, when you're advertising on TikTok, 40% of users don't have Facebook. So it's like completely new audience. And like, when you said like in which direction would you go, I would definitely always go to Google and now TikTok instead of Facebook. Like I would rather pick TikTok than Facebook. It's more demanding platform for somebody that is doing advertising because of the amount of creators. But if you know how to do UGC and all of that, it's going to be piece of cake.
Yeah. I think also something you cleverly said as well is, you know, you can do Google text ads and all that kind of stuff, and I know you can do video ads, but for me, people buy into people, and I think TikTok ads, when you see a personality or a bit of fun behind it, you'd be like, you know, it just sells better. You know, I think for me, I think that whole visual thing is going to be really important. Maybe not right now, but I think going forward, people will be like, nah, this is the best way to advertise your business and show that you're a real person. Like you say, even if you've got a chipped tooth or whatever, people know whatever you're promoting is from a real guy and not some, you know, because anyone can do an ad on any other platform with, I don't know, a stock photo with a pretty lady or a pretty guy or whatever, whereas on TikTok you kind of have to be yourself.
Yeah, and also there is one pretty cool thing. They started doing shopping ads on TikTok. So Like they were pretty clever with that one. So you have like smooth transition. So on the first one, you see the video, and like in the video, you see like card with that product. So you click on it, and it goes like to the left, and you see like a couple of products in a row, and they're like all taken from the feed from the website. And when you click on them, you go to the product listing page. But it's such a smooth transition that you even don't realize that you're leaving TikTok. So they did way better job than Facebook on DPA ads, for example.
Yeah, that's interesting. I do actually have been asked to, you know, do the shopping ads thing on TikTok. They're actively trying to get me to join you know, that kind of that side of it, which I'm not sure I want to do. I don't want to be a sales guy on TikTok, to be honest. But that's interesting that you could potentially make money from that. A couple of final questions before I do let you go back and do your work. So we've spoken about potential for advertisers and obviously for influencers to make money. But realistically, someone like you said, you know, that there's probably TikTok famous people out there with millions of followers. How much money are these people making a month on average, do you think? You're talking about some people are getting equity in companies and stuff like that. Is this, as a TikTok famous person, is this the potential to be a full-time job?
Yeah, most definitely. It can be a full-time job. How much money you can make, I have no idea. It really depends of your ability to like create good deals for yourself. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure if you start working with like a couple of big brands and you start like creating a lot of sales, like I'm pretty sure that you can end up with like pretty solid check that you don't really need to work on anything else. Like obviously I'm not talking about like the top 1% of TikTok influencers. They're making like a lot of money, and like they would probably not be able to make that kind of money. Like they personally, I'm pretty sure they would, because they're creative people, you know. But like, you can create a lot of money on TikTok if you're like super big star. But like, you can also create like a full-time job, pretty solid amount of money if you know what you're doing, and like if you create like quality content and all that with. And if you work with some good brands and so on.
Yeah. I think even as an affiliate marketer, which I am, I could probably do that and you know, just drive that traffic into affiliate sales if I was to position myself slightly differently and not be the stupid dancing guy. But yeah, I'd need to be creative to do that. But it's just interesting from just a general TikTok perspective, because you do see people saying, this is my job. And you're like, is it really? But now obviously you talk about ads and you know, potential people getting equity in companies and stuff like that just for driving traffic to people's brands. I think there's more than enough money to make that a full-time job. So interesting points. But finally, before you do go, Lazar, because I think people will like to hear more from you. Obviously, you've done very well in Dubai. You're speaking in Barcelona in July at Affiliate World again. But if someone else is watching this and they go, right, what is it this guy actually does? What's all of your services and where do they find you?
So we do a bunch of stuff. We do Amazon advertising, a managed service. We do DSP service as well. We do Google Ads, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, obviously. We started doing some other stuff, like creating like full teams for big companies as well, like a staffing business on the side. We started working with that with Amazon aggregators, so we have like a couple of aggregators for that. So yeah, you can find me on sellersalley.com or office@sellersalley.com, and yeah, on all of the social media basically.
The links are below, guys, if you do like Lazar and want to see more about him and the services that he does provide. And if you want to just do your nosy, his social media profiles are below as well. But Lazar, I will be in Barcelona, which you will be, and hopefully we can catch up and have beers like we did the last time, because we had some good laughs in Dubai, so it was a pleasure to bump into you there, and hopefully we can do the same again in Barcelona.
I would really love that. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes.
Not just because of the beer.
The beer is always the fun part, though. But, guys, Lazar is speaking, so I will put a link to Affiliate World Barcelona as well below if you do want to attend. It's a great conference with amazing people doing amazing things. And the one last thing I'll say is, obviously, going to speak in Dubai as an SEO guy, it gives me the opportunity to bump into Lazar. You're just like, "Who? What do you do? All TikTok ads?" And there's other people doing all sorts of weird creative stuff and generating traffic and revenue from that. So it's always good to go out and learn from other people, because I'm certainly by no means a TikTok expert, but listening to Lazar, understanding a bit more what goes on, it just gives you more opportunity. So I'm Affiliate World in Barcelona is great, not just for Lazar, but all of the other people that will be there as well. Not just the speakers, the attendees as well. We are awesome. So do get yourself out there. But Lazar, hopefully we do catch up then and have another good time. I will be there for a week in Barcelona, Saturday to Saturday. So we need to have beers.
Nice. I'm really looking forward to it.
No worries. And thank you very much for coming on, mate. It's been a pleasure.